peace? Big questions. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Andy, I've got a turkey in the oven. I've either been up at 5 a.m. or up with children who are up at 5 a.m. Is this really the time to answer all the biggest questions in life? Well, at one level it is. You see, there's no better day. You see, consider the question, is this world all that there is, or is there another world? Well, this is the day when that other world collides with this world. When, if you like, the curtain is pulled back and we see into the world that exists beyond this one, we see what's invisible. Oh, it is a day to ask those big questions, but I'm aware we're tired. So what we're going to do is we are going to answer those big questions, but we're going to pull crackers as we do it. Is that a good deal?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, cool, you are alert this morning. You see, around the room, under various chairs, have a look to see whether there's a cracker. If you find a cracker and you just desperately want to get rid of it, do pass it to somebody young around. That's fine. There are also props around. So if you've managed to sit with a prop near you, I'm afraid that will involve you at being active as well. But the reason I've put crackers, you know, often if you pull a cracker, what you'll find is, and I think you will in these as well, you found a kind of little toy. There we go. Yeah, that's a bit early. Hold on. Wait for instructions. Oh, I can't get the staff these days. What you find in the crackers, which Liz and Caroline have already discovered, is you will find a hat. You'll find a pathetic joke. I think the one I pulled yesterday was, what's a snowman in the summer? A puddle. You'll have pathetic jokes, you'll have a little toy, but you also normally, but not in these, you'll have a kind of question, a kind of trivia question. And these crackers lack a question, so I've added questions. So in each of the crackers, or three of them, there'll be questions. But there was a slight problem in the cracker-making factory, which was my living room, and the questions and the answers have got separated. So what we're going to do is we're going to link together the big question, because it's not really a trivia question, the big question, and we're going to find the answer. And actually, around the room are also toys or props that I think are going to be a little bit better than the ones in your cracker. So somebody should have cracker number one. There'll be three with numbers on and three with an A on. So if somebody's got cracker number one, otherwise this brilliant... Ah, it's at the back. Can that get pulled? Is that... Can we pull cracker number one? Brilliant. Excellent. Now, you should find your hat and your toy and your pathetic joke, but there should also be a green question. Hopefully, if that is number one. This could all go very wrong. Asim and Aisha, do you want to read out the question? What is God like? Excellent. Okay, what is God like? That's going to be our opening big question on Christmas Day. And if you've got a cracker with an A on, this is where you are allowed to open it. Excellent. Yeah, open the A's. That would be good. Excellent. Okay, so I need to find out what are the... you should have green ants. Okay, can you read out the answers? Okay, let's start over there. We're going to see whether we can answer the question, what is God like? Because some of the answers you might need to hold on to. Go on, Miriam. Brilliant, we've got it. So you need to hold on to your A's because they might come up later. So we've got a question, what is God like? And we've got an answer. I can't open my Bible and hold a microphone at the same time, can I? It's all right. I've not used one of these for years. So we're going to deal with the question, what is God like? And the answer, he's great and he's worthy of glory. What I want to do is we're going to go back and look at what happens with the shepherds. Because the shepherds are given a message by the angels. They're told of a message of great joy, the birth of a Savior
and the birth of a Messiah, a long-awaited king. And then what happens is once they're told this news, we see this happening in Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Now, I know this is outside our experience. You know, we don't normally see heavenly hosts appearing on the scene. But you need to remember, it's outside the experience of the people at the time as well. This isn't normal. This is the other world bursting into our world. And when this other world bursts into our world, look at what the angels say. Glory to God in the highest. You know, I suspect it's all quite noisy. This probably isn't a silent night. This is a night where you have angels shouting, glory to God in the highest. Now, in order to go with our question and our answer, I think we need something that will make quite a big noise to actually convey this sense. Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Maybe I'll take that. Because what you have is a great choir making a great noise, and they're all singing glory to God in the highest. This is something that is great and magnificent. One of the highlights of 2017 for me was being in the former Olympic Stadium on the final Saturday night when it was the 4x100-meter relay final. And the Americans were the favorites. Jamaica had Usain Bolt, and the Britons won. It's the one time for the last 7 years they got the baton round, and they won. And I remember being in the stadium, and the noise was incredible. I've never known noise like it. As everybody was cheering and shouting, we'd just seen something absolutely marvelous. And you know what happens at Christmas? The angels see something absolutely marvelous. Think about what God is like. This is a God who is glorious, is in the highest heaven. And this God creates the world. He gives us good things. And what we do as human beings is we turn our backs on him and we reject him and we ignore him. We enjoy all the good things he gives, but we ignore him. How does God respond to that? God responds to that by coming to earth in the most astonishing way, coming to earth as a weak and vulnerable baby, being laid in a feeding trough for animals. And as the angels see that, see what God is doing, they're saying, isn't that marvelous? Glory to God in the highest. Give him glory. You know the best news of Christmas? The God at the center of the universe is humble. It's astonishing, isn't it? The God at the center of the universe is humble. And when you grasp that, when you see what he does in that moment of coming to earth, facing weakness, vulnerability, and pain, well, the angels cry, oh, glory to God in the highest heaven. And if we would grasp what Christmas is about, that's what we'll do as well. Isn't he a great God? What is God like? He's great and deserving glory. And that means that if we've never really thought about that, sometimes we're here at Christmas and we've not thought about things like that. Oh, it's worth thinking about it. Because Christmas tells us as this other world bursts into ours, there is a God and he's worthy of glory. We're going to sing a carol.
You grab a seat. Okay, I need cracker number two.
Thank you, Andy.
Wow, Annick. Brilliant. Go have a bit. Thanks a lot. Ooh. Oops. Oh, there's a frog actually bouncing away there. Go on, Aiden. Do you want to read question number two for us?
What difference does Christmas make to us?
What difference does Christmas make to us? It sounds like the start to a joke, doesn't it? But actually, it is not. Anybody want to claim they've got the answer to that? Any green? It's either here. What do we reckon? Yes. Brilliant. Thanks, Ruth. Go on.
We can have peace.
What difference does Christmas make to us? We can have peace. It's possible to have peace. Do you remember what the angels say? Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests. Now, hopefully somebody is going to be poised in a moment with a peace-like toy. Well, it's quite big. It won't really fit in a cracker. But it's interesting, isn't it? Often our carols pick up those words, peace on earth. And you kind of think to yourself, has Christmas failed? You know, as you kind of look around, you don't see a lot of peace, do you? Has Christmas failed? Well, do you notice what it says? It says peace to those on whom his favour rests. This is peace for people, and it's peace for some people. Now, we need our toy at this point. Anybody got something quite large that you might think might give you a sense of peace? I think it's around there. Anybody look under chairs to find anything that might give you a restful, peaceful time at night? Possibly. I'm sure did I bring it down? Somebody must have a pillow somewhere. Excellent. There we go. Let me. Partly because if I'm preaching, I don't really like pillows too much in evidence. So here you go. It's possible at Christmas to have peace. In a sense, to be able to sleep comfortably. Why? What's going on? Well, actually, I want to fast forward about 40 days or so and find one man who found this peace, a man named Simeon. Simeon is in the temple. Jesus, the baby Jesus, is brought to him. And Simeon says this, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." It is possible to have peace. Actually, Simeon says that I'm actually ready to die in peace. You may now dismiss your servant in peace. Why? Because my eyes have seen your salvation. Often at this point, we haven't got the fire engine, sadly, as one of the props. But actually, a fire engine is what I often use at this point, a picture of a rescue taking place. People in danger and being rescued. That's the image of salvation. And Simeon says, my eyes have seen your salvation, my rescue. And because I've been rescued from all the wrong that I've done, I'm able to die in peace, is what he says. I'm sorry to introduce this on Christmas Day, but it is the day for big issues. I think of two people I know. One was my friend's dad, actually, when I was starting university. He'd taken us up to see Oxford for the day, and he was driving both my friend and me back. And he was obviously so proud of his son, and he turned to his son and said, "I don't want to die. I can still remember it." Well, then I remember my grandmother in the last week of her life saying, "I know what's happening to me, and it's okay." Two people, one not at peace, one at peace. The difference? One knew what Christmas was about and the other didn't. One knew what it was to have a saviour and the other didn't. It's the big issue we want so much. How can I have peace in my heart? And Christmas tells us it's possible to have peace because our salvation has come. And God has rescued us from our sins, so that as we face him, it's not with, "Oh no, I'm carrying all my sin," but Jesus has paid for it all. It's possible to have peace. That's the difference Christmas makes. Christmas throws up all kinds of emotions. I know that. I know that for some this will be a happy day, for others it'll be a harder day. But I do want to say this, whatever is going on, if you trust God, if you trust Jesus as Saviour, you can say, "Between God and me, it's okay. And even if the worst happens, it's okay." You see, that's the good news of Christmas. What does Christmas teach us about us? It's possible to have peace. Peace that lasts forever. Where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. He enters in to bring us peace. We're going to sing our penultimate carol. A little town of Bethlehem. As we think about these big questions of life, what does it teach us about God? There is a God and he's great. What does it teach us about us? It's possible to have peace. Let's sing together. Well, despite the fact we've been popping crackers, we've actually dealt with some pretty big questions, haven't we? What is God's glory? Glory to God in the highest heaven. What do we learn about us? It's possible to have peace because of Jesus, our Saviour. They are the big questions of life. So there's just one left. Somebody should have a number three cracker around the place. Excellent, the Ventresses. And Esther, yes. Great. Hopefully. Can I say it was quite hard work getting those green bits of paper? Just me how I spent the first couple of hours of Christmas morning.
What next?
What next? That's a good question. Sorry, I wrote it. What next? I want you to imagine something. I wonder whether you can imagine being a shepherd in the field that night. And you hear this message that a Saviour, a Messiah has been born. And then the skies open and there's great singing, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those on whom his favour rests. And you say, well, let's go back and think about the sheep, shall we? It would be slightly weird, wouldn't it? Just say, wow, we've seen that. Well, let's just get on with life. It's weird, but can I be honest? That is the normal response to the things we've looked at Christmas. There is a God, and he's great, willing to humble himself. It's possible for us to have peace in the darkest situation, but hey, let's just get on with life. That's so often the way we respond. See how the shepherds respond. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They check it out. Let's go and see what this is all about. I know it's Christmas Day, I know we've been messing around with crackers and so on, but can I get my final set of props? Because, thanks David, this is what we need to do. Can I say, this is so important, so great actually, that it needs to be checked out. Just as the shepherds checked it out, this needs to be checked out. I've got three things here, three ways we can check it out. At the back, you'll find these cards. It's for Christianity Explorers. Of course, a number of people here have been on. It's been life-changing in some cases. And we've got a new course starting in January if you're around in Oxford. This is the best way, it seems to me, of just checking the evidence out. Is this real? Can this baby really ultimately give me peace? Do a word with me, or it starts on the 11th of January. Do pick up the cards on the table at the back. If that doesn't work, or maybe you're not from Oxford, do take one of these books away. Just read it for yourself. There's Four Kinds of Christmas, or there's another book out there. Take it away and examine the claims. Could this bring me peace? Is there a God? What's he like? Is it true that he's great? Or maybe the best way of all is just to read something like Luke's Gospel. Luke, who sort of did this careful investigation, spoke to people, found out what was going on. And it might be that you've never actually examined the eyewitness claims. Well, check it out. Take any of those away. Because it's important. It's worth checking out. That's what the shepherds did. That's what we're called to do. And lastly, what if we've already done that? What if we've already checked it out? Well, see what the shepherds do afterwards. They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They go and tell people. The shepherds, verse 20, returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told. If you check Jesus out, and he is the one who gives you peace. If you check Jesus out and you realize God is great and he's glorified, worth being glorified. If you realize because of this you can die peacefully, then the natural response is praise God. Praise God that he's that great. Praise God for the difference he's made to my life. And actually I'll end up praising God to others as well. Can I just say as I close, this world isn't all that there is. There is another world. Don't focus just on this world. There is so much beyond us. There is another world. God is great and deserves glory. We can have peace. Nothing is more important than checking it out and then praising God to others. Let's pray. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Lord God, we praise you that you, the one who is glorified in heaven,